Shabbos. We tend to think principally about Shomras Yom HaShabbos L'Katshei, the Lois HaSei of Shabbos, the varied melochas that we're not supposed to do, is the defining marks of Shabbos. If we're a little more sophisticated, so we include the Zochras Yom HaShabbos L'Katshei, the Mitzvot HaSei of Shabbos, and as the Sforno writes in the second Dibros in Parshas Beschanan, that if a person fulfilled Shabbos merely by not doing Malacha, then he really didn't fulfill Shabbos properly. If it doesn't have an extra dimension of Ruchnius, of Torah to it, then we fail to grasp what Shabbos is. And so Shabbos is in the Lois HaSeis, and Shabbos is in the HaSeis. It's what we avoid, but it's also, we have to remember, what we put ourselves into. And perhaps that's the reason that Shabbos, we also have a concern for context. It's not only the mitzvahs itself that we do, but the circumstances of Shabbos should be markedly different than during the week. We should experience Shabbos in every regard as a different experience than the weekday experience. The Rambam tells us very interestingly, Osru Chachamim L'Taltun Miktzas Tvarim B'Shabbos. Mukta is not a deraisa dikedin. It's a terabonim dikedin. It stems perhaps from Nechemya in the simple sources. We'll see why soon. And Osru Chachamim L'Taltun Miktzas Tvarim B'Shabbos. Kiderach Shu Oysa B'Chol. We should not act in the manner which we act in the Chol. What prompted Chazal to legislate this Issa? The Moloch I'm not supposed to do anyhow. So what's the problem if I move things around? I mean, what is the big deal? So the Rambam answers, Omru umah mesiru neviyim v'tzivu. If we find that neviyim have commanded us, shelo yehi luchach b'shabbos ki luchach b'chayil, that we shouldn't walk on Shabbos in the same day that we walk as we walk in the weekday. Right? We have the Novi writes v'chibato me'asos trochech, the Novi in Yeshaya. And Chazal tell us, you should take smaller steps, you shouldn't run on Shabbos. If the Nevi'im went so far, and the talk on Shabbos, we should not speak in the same fashion that we speak during the weekday. Shenema, in that same pasuk, it says, Mimto chefetzach v'daber dober, in those same psukim in Yeshaya. How far Dabar Dover? Dabar Dover is not only to engage in business activities. Tosu cites a medrash that it means anything on the, if it's not really necessary on Shabbos, it really doesn't belong there. And far from business, but the orientation on Shabbos should be so different than in the weekdays. The things that are normal during the weekdays could have no place in Shabbos. And therefore, kal v'chayim shelo yetiltu b'Shabbos ketiltu b'chayim. Then if we're to differentiate Shabbos in the way we walk down the street, in our manner of speech, and certainly in our actions, that shelo yetiltu b'Shabbos ketiltu b'chayim, kidei shelo yeh ki yoyim chol b'inov, that we shouldn't have an attitude that it's, think of it as a day that's similar to what we take. And if that will happen, the Yovo, the Hakbiya, or the Sakin Kalim, Mipina Lapina, he'll pick things up and he'll move them around the house. He'll be bias labias from house to house. Or he'll push stones to some place that he wants them to be. A Kayetzibahan. Shari bottle. Man is very troubled when he's bored. There's no work today, so what am I going to do a whole day? He's sitting around his house. Oh, I've got to find something to do. I've got to go nuts. So, of course, over the end of the day, the guy could, the sweat will be pouring over his brow. He worked like a slave today. He wasn't Mechal Shabbos, not one drop, but he worked like a slave. That the state of Menucha is a state to perceive the Ruchnias of Shabbos, and to perceive the Rabbeinu Shalom. So I could fulfill all the halachas of Shabbos, and yet miss the point. If you'll examine your hammer, your electric drill on Shabbos, this nail sticking out, you know, I caught myself on it 3 times already. Smack it in. And before I realize it, I'll actually do malocha. Now remember, the Rambam lived in the Middle East. Let's not forget that. And you'll see why I say that. There are some people that they don't have any trade, they don't work. You know, I remember walking through the old city, and these guys sitting there with the water pipes. You know, that was the malocha. Elabatalin call your mayor. They never have work. Gonna tayolim, the guys that travel from place to place, with Yoshua Kronos, and the guy that sit around in the cafes. Shekol Yemein and Shoysin Mubalocha. They never work. And if we'll walk and speak and carry things like on all of those days, other days, Nimtash Lo Shova Shvi Sani Keras, then we won't see that Shabbos is manifest in their behavior. He's sitting around, schmoozing, playing, you know, sheshbesh. 7 days a week. What's any different than any other day? What changed? This is something which is universal. So you can, and every person, you can see Shabbos in the same fashion. And that's why we have the Isra of Muktzah. That a person should only carry those things which he actually needs on Shabbos. And so the Ravid starts off with a very simple problem with the Rambam. The Rambam has given us a very good philosophical explanation of Muktzah, why it's a good thing to have such an Isra. But the Gemara says a different reason. Little problem. Carrying things is part and parcel of Itzoh. He was very restrictive in his Hilchos Muktzah. It's to keep away Itzoh. If we go back to the beginning of the history of Muktzah that we find in the Shas directly, in the Sugis of Muktzah, so Nechemya ben Chaklayo was the big legislator of Muktzah. Why? Nechemya came and he saw the beginning of the second bias didn't look too pretty. The market day was on Shabbos. And everyone used to, they marched into Yerushalayim with all their goods. So this was not exactly his idea of building Eretz Yisrael, of building the Bayis Sheni. So we don't have unique problems in our time. They've happened before in Jewish history. It's one thing, when you're 4,000 years old, it's happened at least once already before, no matter what you dream up. It's hard to dream up something new. So the market day was on Shabbos. So what does Nehemia do? Now Nehemia is an officer of the king. So he doesn't have to just use the pulpit. Nehemia has soldiers and he has police and he can make the law. So Nehemia closes the market down on Shabbos and he bans the movement, he legislates mukta. So you're very restricted about the things you can move around. So it's very hard to start moving things to mukta, to market on Shabbos, even within Yerushalayim, because he basically disallowed almost everything except the most basic necessities. Our mukta that we have today is merely a shadow of the Issa mukta of Nehemia. So Nehemiah came to Yerushalayim, Ezra was building the Beis HaMikdash, and remember, he came with 42,000 or so people. And who did he take? The guys who were married to the Shiksas, to the Mamzerim, whatever, you know, this was not Misoltam Mishamna, this wasn't the collection of the Tzadikim and Klal Yisrael that came to build the second Mikdash. So we're not surprised at these types of goings on. So Nehemiah took a very strong stand, close the market down to prevent the movement of goods, to close off the whole issue of mukta. So the shaila remains, where the Rambam took this from. So that's what the Raivad is in effect asking, and we have the Hagos or Ramach and the Rambam also ask the same question. Lo yadati me'ayin hoitzize. Where did the Rambam get this idea that they have guys that never work? Where did the Rambam come up with these things? Over Gemara Farsh, the Tildul ain't also keen with Shemaitzo. Shemaitzo, Yotzi. Why are you carrying things that may be over itzo? So, in that regard, Mukta is a very normal extension from the time of Nehemiah on. Of a regular Issa Darabonah. That just as we have all types of Issa Darabonah to avoid Bishul, so this Mukta is a series of Takonas to prevent Toiton Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara says. So where did the Rambam take this from? And even more so, we can ask, says, why did the Rambam bother? So if someone will be so kind as to bring me a Gemara on Shabbos. So as I mentioned, in the sugyas and Shabbos to deal with mukta, so the sugyas talk about Nehemia ben Chaklaya. It's the early source of mukta. But yet, there's another Gemara. And that Gemara deals with Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech was trying to escape the clutches of the Malach HaMovis. So he was sitting, the Lavi Posit Pumim Megir, so he sat and learned. Omar Maya Avidle, so the Malach HaMovis was frustrated. But while he is, even when he's frustrated. Havali Bustan Achare Beise, there was a garden behind the house of Dovid HaMelech. Also Malach HaMovis, Solok Bochash Beiloni. He started banging, going on around the branches. So there was a whole kol rosh gadol in the back. Nofach memechste. So he went to look, but he didn't stop learning. Havasolik bedarga. He was going down the steps. Ifchis darga mitayse. So he made one step crack. So ishtik, like he was shaken up. In that moment, he stopped learning. Benoch nafshe. I just had someone, he's related to a mechutin of my family, he's the grandson of Rabbi Yoshev. So he said he was with Rabbi Yoshev in the hospital after he had his operation 6 years ago. And so he saw that he was, you know, he seemed lost in thought. So he asked him if he's able to think and learning. So he says constantly, he says, I can think and learn 24 hours a day, Rabbi Yoshev told him. You know, as long as he's awake, I can think and learn nonstop. So he asked him, what's a person that doesn't, you know, was learning so well that he could just keep going? He says, Nevuch, Taka Nevuch. You know, Rachmanas on such a person. You know. So Dabar Amelech didn't stop learning. He just learned constantly. The Malachamovas couldn't get him. So Ivche Ishtik, he grew silent because his step broke. Venoch Navshe. So now Shlomo HaMelech had a problem, right? So Sholach, as we know this was on Shabbos, Sholach Shlomo Nebei Midrasho, Abba Meisim Udu B'chama. My father died, and he fell down in the sun, and it's going to cause him to decompose. Uklovim Shol Beis Abba Ra'iva, and the dogs are all besides, that are hungry, so they may come to humiliate the his body. Ma'aseh, what should I do? Sholchu lei chatoich nevela. Cut up a nevela. V'hanach lefnei klovim. And go give the dogs something to eat. Take care of the dogs. So, according to the way Rashi learns, these are two separate shaylas. He was in the sun. And the dogs are hungry. So what should I do? So they told him, you're allowed to take cut up in a veil and feed the dogs. What to do with your father? Hanacholov kikrotina. Place a loaf of bread or a child upon him. Vitiltolo and carry him. Because that's covered a mace. We may call that as long as we put something on the mace other than the mace itself. So the tiltol is not only for the mace, it's for something else. So if we cover a mace, we may call. He didn't have to do anything different. Tiltul nevela. That he was able to carry an avela for. It's a Arya Hames, a human being, Osru, the Taltil Alayde Kikaro Tiluk. So Rashi has two pshat in the farm. So basically, Shlomo HaMelech's problem was his father was going to decompose, and he had to get him out of where he was, obviously, to a place which was cooler, and a dead person is mukta. So they Rabbanan answered him, Hanachalof Kikrotinov, and you can move. So let us ask ourselves a question. So this is long before the time of Nechemya ben Chaklaya. Right, Nechemya ben Chaklaya is at the beginning of the second bias. And Shlomo HaMelech built the first bias. Hundreds of years before. And what was Shlomo's problem? Shlomo's problem was that I can't move my father. Now, what's the halacha? Later on in Masechta Shabbos, that if you want to carry, what happens if you carry a mess on Shabbos? What's the dinner? Carry a mess on Shabbos. What? Yeah. You mukt. Let's say you did, but you violate it so.
If you did, I thought if you carried it on again, it's just like you
have to do it. Well, good. Let's say you carried it out. What's the deal? Yeah. Right. So the Gemara says that if you carry a mess out on if you carry a mess on Shabbos, on Yom Shabbos, so you're not chayiv. Unless, why? Because carrying a mess has to deal with melacha sheina tzricha leguf. Here's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Amoytzi oichlin pochus mikashir b'chli potter." We'll skip what's not relevant to us. Kizayis min ameis or kizayis min anavela. If he carries kizayis of a dead person or of an avela. So the Mishnah says, "Kadash dasha min asheretz chayv." Where Rabbi Shimon poter, and Rabbi Shimon says he potter. So Rashi says, "Vichen kizayis min ameis chayv hamhoytzi." The whole of matamei. Since it's enough to be metame gezayis, so it's so chashuba he lahatzalatum manatum. He's saving himself from tumu. So that's apparently the melechas machshava for Rab Shimon Peter. I feel a mesh sholim, even an entire mess. Tavim melech v'shenet tzricha legufa, because I don't need the mess somewhere else. I just need an effect away from here. If it would just go poof and disappear, it's not that I'm trying to get the mace somewhere else right now. I don't need the mace anywhere. So I just want him out of where he is. I want to get rid of it. The Ratzon Olo Bolo, I don't need this problem altogether. I don't gain anything by it. So L'chayra, so Omar, so in the Gemara it says, Omar Rabbi Rabbachon, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, and Tzadik Dalet, Omar Aleph, and Shabbos. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Omar Rabbi Shlokesh, Poiter, Hoyer, Rabbi Shimon, after Moitzi, Asamest, the Kuiper. Even if he took him out for his Levaya. So now I'm trying to bring him someplace. Don't say he only exempts you when I'm just trying to get him out of this rishus. I don't care where I get him as long as he's not here. I don't need this whole thing. Even if it is tzorach hameis, it's potter.
But that is
tzorach
hameis.
So that's also still, so the Gemara can still consider that as ain't tzorach hameis. Because sof, there's no melechas machsheva shavu. It's, you know, I have a mess, I have to put it someplace. But it's not tomorrow, it's not together. We don't need it right now to get, it's not important to us now. But that's the chiddush of the Gemara, that not even that is not considered melechus machshavas. Oh. So now, let's go back and ask ourselves a question. Right? What do we do according to Rav Shimon? That melacha shena tzricha l'sa'umameila. So why should there be any, if the Rabbi is right that mukta is osur because of haitzah, that's the reason for it. So why is a mess mukta on Shabbos? What was the reason that he was mukta? You're not shayach haitzah on a mess. If you carried him out, you still wouldn't be a machal Shabbos. I mean, the Raisi, you're allowed to carry him out on Shabbos. So what's the problem? So why should I make a gzeirah of mukta on a mess? Now, it is true that the Rambam himself passed his melacha shena tzricha leguf is chayav like Rabbi Yehuda. But sof kol sof, but how do we explain, according to Rabbi Shimon, about how do we explain that story in the Gemara? It also happened that Shlomo HaMelech, a mess is mukta. Why is a mess mukta according to Rabbi Shimon?
Why is he cashing the rabbi?
What?
Somehow explain the Gemara according to
which Gemara?
The Gemara with the
Muxa.
The mace
with Muxa, the Shlomo. We'll get to that soon.
So why is it Hashidat on the
Raivid? What? No, because the Raivid learned it's because of Haitzah. But there's not Shayach Haitzah on a mess. How could it be also because of Muxa? Zuk the Heilige Rambam that there are reasons which far transcended that one svar that the Gemara had of Haitzah. Even where it's not Shayach Haitzah, Shayach Mukta. So that's why Rambam was forced to create new reasons for Mukta. But what the Rambam is articulating is Shabbos is a different Metzius. We have to feel and experience Shabbos in a fashion which is totally different than everything around us. It should not at all be similar in its experience to that of a weekday. the how far it goes, the Gemara tells us in Gittin that there was a family who was very wealthy, and consequently they used to have a lavish meal every day. And on Shabbos they also had a lavish meal. And the Gemara says in Gittin that that family was disintegrated. Nothing was left of it. So why? Because Shabbos was not nikkur, wasn't obvious. Shabbos wasn't special. Had a lavish meal every day. Had a lavish meal on Shabbos too. So something got to be different. More courses, earlier, later, something to differentiate Shabbos. Shabbos is to be different. But that Shabbos was no different. That's so significant in the eyes of Chazal that they understood that that was enough reason that this family did not endure. So the Rambam connects Muktzah with a much larger theme than Melocha and Zohar's Yom HaShabbos Lekach. It's connected with the very experience of what Shabbos is altogether. And here the Rambam gives us, so now let's go back again and take a look at the Rambams. Now that we have some idea where the Rambam's coming from, what prompted the Rambam to understand Muktzah in this fashion. So let's go back to the Rambam again. Let's make the following observation. It's an observation that I've talked about in the past. Talked about it in Ronnie's house, Shabbos Shul. Money is booked on Shabbos. Why is money booked on Shabbos? Now, our instinctive reaction to that question would be, well, Nimtzo Chavtzo, we're not supposed to do business on Shabbos, and money is the means of doing business. You can't do business without money. So, of course, so they're banned. If you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos, so of course, then money is Muktzah, because that's the tool for doing business. So in that regard, we should look at money. It's part of it's a klisha malachdalis. It's a business tool. We're not supposed to do business on Shabbos, so we're not supposed to use money on Shabbos either. Very logical. Except it's wrong. The logic is impeccable, but it's wrong. A study of the halacha discovers that money is muktzah because it's like eitzim v'avonim. It's like stones and pieces of wood, unprocessed wood. It's a non-kli. Insignificant. Meaning to say, on Shabbos, it's not a utensil, and it has no purpose at all. It's a useless article today. And consequently, Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Shabbos is a different mitzvah. Shabbos is otherworldly, it's spiritual. And we connect with the essence of what we are on Shabbos. So that's the first thing that the Rambam tells us. That Shabbos, to experience Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. It's a totally different focus. If I don't do malacha, but I don't experience Shabbos as the me'ein olam haba, then I missed the boat. And consequently, the Rambam tells us, they so want much and demanded that Shabbos be different. I'm not allowed to walk the same way on Shabbos as I do during the weekday. I can't talk the same way on Shabbos as I do during the week, even if it's not about business. If those things, if we're taking large steps down the block, or talking just non-business, but non-necessary talk on Shabbos is also beyond the realm of the halacha. if those kind of things, if that is already considered detracting from Shabbos, then what should we say if we're going to spend the whole Shabbos schlepping things? Be the day to clean the garage out, you know, be gewaldic. No one can ever clean the garage. We never have time. So Baruch Hashem, the Eibishter made Shabbos, so he can't do malacha. So now I have time. I can't talk on the phone. I can't do malacha. So it's a perfect Shabbos afternoon after the children take a nap and get up. And it's, well, a few hours, I'll, you know, clean the garage out. It's a real busy Shabbos. I go to the Ashkama minyan by 9 o'clock. I'll be home, you know. I have 8 hours to work on the project. So what will be left of experiencing? We won't be mechalalei Shabbos, that's true. But will we fulfill Shabbos? Pass me a siddur, please. Mirrors of Friday night. Kol Mekadesh Shvi Karoloi. Kol Shomer Shabbos Kados Mechalal. Schoro Harbi Moid Al Pifa Oloi. Isha Machneo Vi Isha Dibla. The Ksav Sofer writes at the end of Parshas Yisro, that who were the ones that were Shomer Shabbos Karoy? Or the ones, the Dor HaMidbar, Ichlei Haman. They were Shomer Shabbos Karoy. So he says, what's the pshat? They were Shomer Shabbos Karoy. We're not Shomer Shabbos Karoy. We're Mechalalei Shabbos Chalila. What's the pshat? So there it says, what does it say in the Yom HaShvi'i Shabbos L'Hashem Elokecha, it says in the Dibros. That's where Chazal say that a person that was Shomer Shabbos Karoy. So he says, we can have many reasons to be Shomer Shabbos. Listen, we know, in the Ksav Sofer, we didn't live in New York. We know what Sheishes Yom Tavid means. In Pressburg, they didn't have dimyonis of what Sheishes Yom Tavid is. They were only a mere shadow. This is, you know, the city that never sleeps. So we know what Sheishes Yom Tavid is. So Mamela, we know what Shabbos is too. Our one respite from the ceaseless responsibilities of Sheishes Yom Tavid. Baltic Sab Savior says that's true, and that's a Shomer Shabbos. But is it the Shomer Shabbos Shem Shemayim? Not the Shem Shemayim. We thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel gave us the greatest gift in the world. A Sfardi that I know once told me. He says he became a Baal Tshuva. He says before I was a Baal Tshuva, he says Rabbi was a behema. I worked 7 days a week. I didn't stop working. Says, Baruch Hashem, I became a Baal Tshuva. Now I have a Shabbos. Sometime I stop. I'm a human being. So that's awful. It's beautiful. We're Shomer Shabbos. But we're not Shomer Shabbos to Shem Shemayim. The Oichle Amon, they didn't know what Yoy Mecha Tavod means, let alone Sheishes Yom Tavod. Right? They had no Parnosa problems. You woke up in the morning, the Amon was, you know, within reach. If you were really pious, it was at the door, otherwise you had to go get it a little bit. You hung your clothes up, they got dry cleaned overnight. Your kids grew, the clothes grew along with them, the shoes got bigger. What were the problems? 40 years in the Midbar. So you didn't need Shabbos to come to Menucha. They had Menucha 7 days a week. So they kept Shabbos L'Shem Shemayim. That's the Yom HaShvi'i Shabbos L'Shem Elokecha. That's the Shomer Shabbos Karoloi. So that's what we say, Mekadesh Shvi'i Karoloi. If we fulfill Shabbos, L'Shem Shemayim, That's one madrega. Kol shomer Shabbos kados mechalav. That I fulfilled the letter of the law. I'm not a mechalav Shabbos chas v'shalom. It's a totally different madrega. Schara harbivo da pifalo. Each person has a very great schar according to that which he's done. Ish al machneo v'ish al didlo. Each person according to his own status. So, part of the kumakadosh vi koroilo is to experience the Kedusha Shabbos, the Me'ein Olam Haba of Shabbos. So, if not, we lacked significantly in Shabbos. That's not. So the Rambam tells us, so what will remain of Shabbos if we didn't have Issa Mukta? I presume what the Rambam means to say is that we of our own Seichel should not do such things on Shabbos. But if we didn't ban it, we would wind up doing it. He says, the wrong is, a person is bottled. Getting nervous. I'm getting antsy. What am I supposed to do with myself? So, Mameilo, this would just be a necessary outlet. This would be the Einik Shabbos. So Chazal came and they formalized that which we should have understood on our own. So the first aspect is that we should not spend the entire Shabbos wrapped up in this world. You could be Shomer Shabbos Kados Mechalalo and then miss the boat. Never experience Shabbos. That's the first step the Rambam tells us. V'nimtza shalei Shabbos u'batal atam shenema v'tara l'man yanuach. Only from Anucha do we have the chance to engage the Rabbeinu Shalom. Now, what's the difference Shabbos Mincha from every other Mincha of the week? Every other Mincha of the week, we can barely get there. We can barely get our heads disengaged from what came before and what's coming right after. And in the middle of all of that, we're trying to daven Mincha. Shabbos, we come to Mincha. We didn't have the BlackBerry before. We're not running back to the BlackBerry afterwards. We don't have 6 calls to return, 3 meetings to conduct. L'man Yanuach. The head can think about something. It can focus on the Rabbeinu Shalom. Secondly, Kishivaki we told the Kalim Shemalachdon Leisa. But Klisha Malachdo Leisa, the Rambam tells us, Epshah Shis Asik Ben Ma'at, the Yobu the Day Malocha. While I'm moving them around inadvertently, I won't even stop to think about it. I'll go, there's a loose screw here, I'll tighten it, I'll bang a few nails in. You know, I'm not going to start a whole major repair job on Shabbos. But, you know, a little here and there, some odds and ends. Before we realize, we'll be wrapped up in them. So how do we stay away from them on Shabbos? Because we don't even pick up the things that could do those jobs. So therefore, there's no impulsive desire to get involved in these things. And then finally, the Rambam tells us that we have two types of Ruchniyah celebrations. Meir Simcha talks about this. I believe in Parshas Emor. We have Shabbos and we have Yom Tov. Now, Yom Tov, a major aspect of Yom Tov is the social aspect, that we join together with other Jews and we celebrate Yom Tov. And therefore, it says that's why Melechus Eichel Nefesh is Mutter, brings from the Rambam. I mean, that's what Hitzah is Mutter, so we can, socially, we can engage with each other, we can celebrate together. You know, just because I didn't see you before Yom Tov, I could still invite you to come. I'm short of chicken, I can bring another chicken, I can cook that chicken. So, you know, it lends itself to the social interaction, to joint celebration. The Shabbos, by its very nature, you can't go from place to place. You can't prepare what wasn't prepared before. So you can't all of a sudden invite 20 new people on Shabbos that you didn't have in mind beforehand. So that's not so much the joint celebration, but each one of us individually is involved in serving the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the Achdus is not in the joint aspect of the celebration, but rather in the fact that each one of us has the same celebration. Celebrating the same Rabbeinu Shalom, making the same Kiddush, the same Suda Shabbos. So each one, each individual point, but each individual point is similar to the next one. And therein lies the aspect, the achdus of Shabbos, but differently than the joint celebration that's possible on Yom Tov. So in Shabbos is the fact, it's something which unites all of us. Shabbos unites all of us. And so they wanted Shabbos not only in the cessation of Aloha, but in every Jew's behavior, it should be apparent, it should reflect Shabbos. In a universal fashion, that wherever in the world you'll see a Yid, and he's acting in this fashion, it says Shabbos. It needs no further explanation. So he says, what will be the Shabbos, in what way will Shabbos be manifest in this world? Will we see Shabbos? Shabbos is not to be hidden behind closed doors. Shabbos is a statement of the presence of the Rabbeinu Shalom in the world. So in what way are we making that statement? That people don't work? There are people that never work. So what changed? So the Rama says this is one aspect of which we unite everyone, because everyone always moves things. So the fact that we act differently in our relationship to objects on Shabbos is manifest in the behavior of every Yid. That's Shvisa Anikaras. This is Shvisa Ashova B'chol Olam. That every Yid should reflect this in his life. A statement of the presence of the Rabbeinu Shalom. It struck me. It was one of the very, very beautiful sights. I lived in Sanhedrin on Rechevet many years ago. So Baruch Hashem, it's a from neighborhood. There's no traffic goes through on Shabbos. So you walk through the shchuna, and it's a parking lot, and there are tens of vehicles parked, one after the other, space after space after space. And it's Shabbos. Not a single one moves. And time is working against the owner of that car. Right? Every day that it exists, the seals corrode a little bit more, the salt in the air rusted a little bit more, whatever. The car is aging. The day is not coming back. I look around, there are millions of dollars of equipment just laying here, totally idle. You wouldn't survive a CFO if you had millions of dollars laying idle in your company. I don't think they'd put up with it. Millions of dollars are sitting here right in the street. This is just one spot. Millions of dollars. Idle. Is there any greater statement of our Amun and the Rabbeinu Shalom? Millions of dollars laying here. Nothing. No one touches it. No one uses it. It's useless. They have the showers of this. But now there's millions of dollars laying idle. $1 million is laying idle. Millions of dollars are laying idle right
here. Buses.
Yeah, I'm just talking just in one little street that I went on. The one little street, you can have 40 cars that are worth $2-3 million in Eretz Yisrael. 50 cars, whatever it is. A few million dollars of equipment, just multiple minutes. Shaloi kederach ha'ilam. There's nobody in the world that would do such a thing. But that's the statement. The Rabbeinu Shalom, it's your Shabbos. So this is part of what we want in Shabbos, that in our, it should be Shvisa Anikaras. We unfortunately have long forgotten a certain aspect of Shabbos. Some refer to it as Malchus of Shabbos. And we can't even imagine to live in a place where we wouldn't see Chilul Shabbos. I don't know what it means. You know, you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have some, you, in Yerushalayim, you could have some experience of it, depending where you are. Certain places you could experience it. If you stay in certain shkunot and you don't go out, you won't see, you will not see Chilul Shabbos. It's hard, it was hard, it's a little easier now than it was 34 years back. But not to see Chilul Shabbos. Yosha Shlita, he woke up and he was in the hospital in Hadassah when he took ill 6 years ago. He was upset. What in the world they brought him to a place where there's Chilul Shabbos for? Why didn't they bring him to Shaar HaTzedek? He should have to see Chilul Shabbos. So they told him, because it's the only hospital that could deal with him. The Shaar HaTzedek's case was too complex. Okay, so he understood. He had no choice. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was a rov in Russia. Before the First World War, he decided he was born Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in 1876. And before the First World War, he decided he's going to move to Eretz Yisrael. He came, so the way you go from Russia to Eretz Yisrael is you go to the Odessa on the Black Sea. And from the Black Sea, you sail out through the Dardanelles into the Mediterranean, and then you go eastward to Eretz Yisrael. It's the fastest way to Eretz Yisrael from Russia. So he came to Odessa, and he had to stay in Odessa for Shabbos, and then he would sail onward. Then he would get the ship in Odessa and sail to Eretz Yisrael. So in Odessa, in Odessa, he saw Chilul Shabbos for the first time in his life. He never saw Chilul Shabbos in the shtetl. There were no Mechalal Shabbos. Fainted. The shock was of the Metzias of Chilul Shabbos. We, unfortunately, it's something totally foreign to us. We have no understanding what it means. But when Shabbos is manifest, they said in Yerushalayim you can experience it to a certain extent, where everything around you speaks Shabbos. It's consistent with Shabbos. It's the day of Avodah of the Rabbeinu Shalom, of recognition of His presence, the Shvisa Hanikaras of Shabbos. See, this too lies, according to the Rambam, this Yisoid lies in Muktzah too. This unites everyone. The guy that works like around the clock 6 days a week, and the guy that smokes cigars his whole life. And on Shabbos, one thing is Shabbat Lechol Nefesh. Shpisa Nikeres Lachayom. The proclamation of what Shabbos is. So this is important. Before we come to the halachos of Muktzah, to understand the Rambam is opening up our eyes to understand what Shabbos is. It speaks to the soul of Shabbos. And Hilchos Muktzah is the clearest statement of the soul of Shabbos. So beyond the Zohar and beyond the Shoma, experience what Shabbos actually is, its essence is reflected, it's the very Yisoid, according to the Rambam of Hilchos Muktzah. Night, Rabbi Yisrael.